Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Samach. We are beginning on the bottom of Nun Tes Amud Beis, 2-3 lines from the bottom with words Amar Abaye. In yesterday's share, we had a machlokes between Rav Shmuel. Rav had said that when a person says, "You're Mekudeshes to me now and in 30 days," so it's unclear what the person means. Does he mean that you're Mekudeshes to me now and this is a Tanai, and when 30 days comes, and I'm still getting married to you, so that's a fulfillment of the Tanai, and as a result, she's really married retroactively from the time that he said, "You are Mekudeshes to me now." So it's just a Tanai. Or do we say, no, when he said, "You're Mekudeshes to me now and in 30 days," so he's basically saying that I'm Choser, I'm changing, I'm retracting my initial Kiddushin to you on day one, and I'm saying that it should go into effect on day 30. So Rav was misapic as to which one it is, and therefore it has both aspects. We say that there's a potential Kiddushin from day one, but there's also only a potential Kiddushin from day 30, and we have to be misapek over here as to which one it is, and therefore it's not a Vaday Kiddushin one way or the other, but it's a Sofik in both situations. And Shmuel had said, no, this is purely a Tanai. And when he says, "You're Mekudeshes to me now and in 30 days," so at 30 days, when he agrees at 30 days to be Mekudeshes, so retroactively, it is just showing that this was a Tanai, and the woman is Mekudeshes back from day one. Okay, so that machlokis now, Omar Abaye, again, 2-3 lines in the bottom on Nun Tes Amud Beis, Abaye tells us, Omar Abaye, Lutamei de Rav, according to Rav's reasoning that we're saying that it's both a potential Tanai and a retraction, we don't know which one it is. So, Ba Echad, if in during this period of time, a person came along the Amala and said to the woman, "Hareat Mekudeshes li Be'achshav uli'achal lamid yom." So the first scenario is the regular case that we're talking about. A man said to a woman, "You're Mekudeshes to me now and in 30 days." And then a second person comes along and Ba'achav Yomala, "Hareat Mekudeshes li Be'achshav uli'achal esrim yom." A second person comes along and says, "Reuven, Shimon, and Levi." Reuven says, "You're Mekudeshes to me now and in 30 days." Then Shimon comes along and says, on the same first day, "You're Mekudeshes to me now," but after Reuven, and he says, "And you'll be Mekudeshes to me in 20 days. And then a third person comes along, we turn to Samach Omer Aleph. Uba Acher, Levi comes along, the Amal, and says to this girl, "Hareat Mekudeshes li Me'achshav, you Mekudeshes to me now," so when it's after Reuven and Shimon on day one, Uli Acher Asariyom, and after 10 days. So in this situation, Abaye tells us, Me'rishon Ume Achron Sricha Get, there's a suffix over here, she's married to the first one and to the last one, to Reuven and to Levi. There is a concern that she's married to both of them, and therefore she can't be married to both of them, so if she wants to get married to somebody else, she's going to need a get from both Reuven and from Levi, but will not need a get from Shimon. There's no way she can be married to Shimon, according to Rav. Why is that? Because Abaye tells us, Manushach, Rav told us follows, if in fact this is a Tanai, in other words, that at day 30, the first Kiddushin now is shown to be, in retrospect, to have taken place on day one, so then the other Kiddushin are in fact not Kiddushin. And the Kama Kiddushin, Reuven's Kiddushin was a valid Kiddushin, and therefore Shimon and Levi's Kiddushin, the Hanech Lav Kiddushin, neither one of those two is a valid Kiddushin. On the other hand, if you say that Rav says that this now in 30 days, or now in 20 days, now in 10 days, is a retraction, Ichazara Havoy, that the first Kiddushin was now, but then he retracted and said, no, you're going to be Mekudeshes to me in 30 days, in 20 days, in 10 days, the three different people, so then it's a Chazara. If it's a retraction, Ichazara Havoy, so then only Levi's Kiddushin takes effect, the Basra Kiddushin, the Hanichlav Kiddushin, only Levi's Kiddushin would be, because he's the first one, he said in 10 days, Shimon had said in 20 days, Reuven had said in 30 days, so therefore, on day 10, if this was a retraction, so then the first Kiddushin that actually takes effect is going to be Levi's Kiddushin. So Levi is the one who's Makati. Sure, she's Mekudeshes to Levi, but not to Shimon or Reuven. So according to Rav, we're not sure, is it a Tanai or is it a Chazara? So the two possibilities are that Reuven is in fact the husband, or that Levi is in fact the husband. But there's no way that Shimon could be the husband, because Shimon is not going to be the first fulfillment of the Tanai, and he's not going to be the first fulfillment of the Chazara. So therefore, it's either Reuven or Levi, and she'll need a get from both of them, but she wouldn't need a get from Shimon. Now, this was a little bit complicated, but it's obvious. Pshit, the Gemara says, why is Abaye telling us something that's obvious? If you just go through it, you'll see that Shimon is obviously, according to Rav, not going to need to give a get. So the Gemara says, no, there is a possibility that you might have thought that Shimon should need a get, because how might you understand Rav's Shita, that it's either a Tanai or it's Chazara? It's not that it's always either a Tanai or it's always a Chazara. Maybe in some situations it's a Tanai and in some situations it's a Chazara. That's what you might have thought. Therefore, Abaye is telling us, don't think that. Ma'adatem, you might have thought, Hai Lishna, that now and in 30 days is mashma tanoi or mashma chazara. Sometimes it means a tanoi, sometimes it means chazara. But la dafka, does it mean the same thing for every single person, as Rashi explains? So it could be that for some people, it was a tonight. For some people, it's chazara. And therefore, maybe Shimon's does kick in. You might think, therefore, that Shimon should also have to give a get. Therefore, kamash v'lo. And Abaye's telling us, no. Rav's shita is, it's a suffix. Is it a tonight or is it a chazara? But it's never one or the other. It possibly is both. But whatever you say it is, it's the same for Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. It's not that Reuven would be a tonight and Shimon would be a chazara, and then Levi would be a tonight, or any combination of such. So therefore, the only possibilities Abaye is telling us is Reuven and Levi in this situation, because it's a combination of tonight and chazara. It's not that sometimes it's a tonight and sometimes it's a chazara. Now the Gemara tells us we have a third opinion. We had Rav's opinion, we had Shmuel's opinion, now we have Rav Yochanan's opinion. Ulam Rav Yochanan, he says, no, in this situation, when a man says, I'm Kaddish you now and in 30 days, and other people come along and say, I'm Kaddish you now and in 20 days, and I'm Kaddish you now and in 10 days, so Ula says the name of Rav Yochanan, Afilu Meya, if you have 100 people coming along, Tovsin Ba, all 100 will be Toface in her Kiddushin, and she will need a get from all 100. Now, you might think that this is exactly the Svara that we just rejected, but the Gemara is going to say no, because of the Lashon of Tovsin Ba, so it means that there's a Vaday Kiddushin over here on every single one of them. And this not only was the opinion of Ula on Rav Yochanan, V'chein Amar Ravatzi on Rav Yochanan. Ravatzi said the same thing in the name of Rav Yochanan, Afilu Meya Tovsin Ba. Even if 100 people did this, they would all be Toface in her the Kiddushin. Why? So Amalei Rav Misharshia bereid Rav Ami. Rav Misharshia was the son of Rav Ami. He said to Rav Asi, and he says, "Asbiru l'chah, I will explain to you the reasoning taima de Rav Yochanan. The reasoning of Yochanan goes as follows: Shavu nafshei ki shraga de livne. You know what he did over here? I'm making each kiddushin over here like it was a stack of bricks. When you want to stack bricks, Rashi tells us, you don't just put one directly on top of the other. It's going to fall down. What you do is you place them in a strategic way that one brick is on top of two other bricks, not directly on top of either one, but half on top of one, half on top of the other. Then you make the second row, and it's all appropriately strategically placed. And the third row, appropriately strategically placed, so it's never directly one on top of the other. It's always on a couple of them. So therefore, this kiddushin over here for these 100 people, each one left room for the next one to go and take place on. The way Rashi understands this is that it's kishraga de livni, hamisad de levenim, as we just said, you go and put it out in a certain way. So at the end of this Rashi, the king kulam hachanami, kol echad motzo mokom zman panui likidushin. So each of them has a time that his kiddushin can take effect, v'tofsu kulan li'ostra, and every one of them, in fact, goes and is makadisher to a certain extent. Now, the way this seems to be saying is that there's a partial kiddushin over here, and Tosus says that's a little bit problematic, and therefore Tosus on top, Tosus says yishlomar the awesome hainu taimo. The reason why it works, according to Rav Yochanan, l'fi she'ein isha miskadeshes l'chatzoyin. Each woman can't be mikudeshes for part, but who shear beguf for isha? But each of them left something behind. But it's hacha lo shear beguf for isha klum. They're not saying that they left anything behind. They weren't mikdash half of the woman. They're mikdash the whole woman, but they left elagomrim. Now the gears that we have is kulam. The Bach changes around gomrim bekula, that the entire woman was mikudeshes for each one, but there was still room for somebody else's kedushin to go and take effect, and therefore, according to Rav Yochanan, every single one of these people, even 100 people, would require a get. Now, we have a problem with this. Moshe Ruchanina, Ruchanina says on Rav Yochanan, we got a problem from this Mishnah in Gittin. This Mishnah in Gittin tells us, if a man says to a woman, here's your get, Mehayom ulachach misa, this get will take effect right now and after my death. So, this is a problem. Get, they no get. It's potentially a get, but it's also potentially not a get, because you can't have a get achamisa. And therefore, in this situation, this woman is unclear if she's divorced or not. And then if this guy dies via mace, so in that situation, she died without having any children. So there's a chiv of yibam over here. The husband didn't have any children, so there would be a chiv of yibam. But you can't do yibam because maybe she was divorced, and then it's eishes ach shelo b'makom mitzvah. But on the other hand, maybe, in fact, there is a chiv of yibam. So what do you do in this situation? The Mishnah tells us, choletzes v'lo misya bemes. We do chalitza because we want him shach. If you're obligated in yibam, so the chalitza will take the place of the yibam. And if you aren't obligated, so there's no aveira done in doing chalitza. So therefore, the Mishnah in Gittin said, choletzes v'lo misya bemes. Now, Rav and Shmuel have no problem with this Mishnah, as we'll see in a second. Rav Yochanan has a problem with this Mishnah. So Bishlomo LeRav, according to Rav, who says it's both a Tanai and a Chazara, so Misayle, this works out perfectly well according to him. When he says Mayom LaChamisa, so maybe it was a Tanai, and therefore, as soon as he dies, the get takes effect retroactively from the time that he was alive. Or no, maybe it was a retraction, it only takes effect after Misa, and you can't have a get after Misa. So according to Rav, we perfectly well understand why the Mishnah in Gittin said that it's get, the ain't no get, and Vimei, so let's close it. Because we have to be concerned that maybe she's higher than Yibam, but maybe she's not. And therefore, in this situation, we do Chalitza and have the best of both worlds. So Rav makes perfectly good sense. Shmuel also would have a problem with this, but we say that Shmuel can solve his problem as well. Because while Shmuel would hold that this is definitely a Tanai, and therefore when the person dies, the woman should in fact be retroactively divorced from the time before he was alive, and therefore she should not require Yibam or Chalitza. But Shmuel would say, yeah, that's my opinion, according to my Shita, which was the Shita of Rebbe. However, Hamani, this Mishnah Gittin, Rabbanan, he is the opinion of the Rabbanan, which goes like Rav. So therefore, I have no problem as well. Well, I personally hold like Rebbe, this Mishnah holds like the Chachamim, that would say that it's both a Tanai and a Chazara, and therefore, you need to be concerned about Yibam, but you can't do Yibam, because you need to be concerned, maybe it was a valid get, and therefore, Choletzalus is a Bemis. So Shmuel says it's fine also. I personally hold like Rebbe, but this Mishnah is like the Rabbanan. And Rav certainly says, this Mishnah is like me, because it's like the Rabbanan. Therefore, both Rav and Shmuel can explain this. El Rav Yochanan, the Omar Shiur Rabbi, according to Rav Yochanan, every single one of them now has the Kiddushin over here, so why should that be? Kol Gito de Mishayir Ba Vilo Klomu. If there was something left over in this get, you have to divorce a woman fully. You can't divorce and say, okay, you're divorced, but you can't marry Yanko. So that's not a valid get. There's something left over that she's still attached to her husband. So here, if this first get was going to work, so it has to work totally. So there can't be any shiura over here. But Rav Yochanan says there is a shiura. El Rav Yochanan, drama shiura havi, so kogita de mishai, but there's something left over, so there's still an attachment, so velo klumi. So how would you understand this? So therefore, it's not a valid divorce, and therefore, if this husband died childless, she should be chayiv yibum. So yibum miyabim, not choletz v'lo misabemis, it should be a din of yibum. Should be able to do yibum, according to Rav Yochanan. Why did the Mishnah say that we don't allow yibum? So Rabba wants to give the answer. I'm a Rabba. Get lahotzi umitzo lahotzi. He said, wait a second. No, the get until now was lahotzi, and anything that was left over, well, the misa will take care of the rest of that. My shashir get gemorasu misa. So the misa will take care of it. So mimanashot, this woman is now divorced, or she's a widow. So the bottom line is, the marriage is over. He says, wait a second. That doesn't make any sense. I'm like, Abaye says, wait a second. Me dummy, how can you compare the two? Get, if this was a valid get, motziya mishus yavim. So then she's not at all chayiv in yibum. She's a divorced woman, and there is no din of yibum. In fact, yibum is aser because it's eishes ach shelo b'makom mitzah. You're going to tell me misa? If it's misa, so machnas solushus yavim. The misa is what makes it now a din of yibum because now it's eishes ach b'makom mitzvah. So how can you tell me that the get and the misa accomplish the same thing? Abaye says to Rava, your understanding here doesn't make any sense. And therefore, El Omer Abaye, Abaye says, this is the way you have to understand Rav Yochanan Shita in this Mishnah in Gittin. Hasam, time am I. Why, when we say now and Liacha Misa, why does the Mishnah there say that we don't allow Yibam, but we do require Chalitza? That's a Gzeira. Midaraisa, we would allow Yibam. However, if we allowed Yibam, so Gzeira Mishum Mehayom Imesi Harezaget. So, this is to take care of the case where the person says, you should be divorced to me if I die. So that is a valid get. Everybody agrees to that. He's not saying, you're divorced to me now and after my death. He says, no, you are divorced if I die. In that situation, if he dies, so that's a fulfillment of the tenai, and it is a valid get. And in that situation, it would definitely be also to do yibam. So in that situation, we have to make clear that this situation is not like that situation. And just like that situation, it would be awesome to do Yibam, so too, we make a Gzeira. Then in this situation, technically, you could do Yibam. However, Gzeira, Mishum Mayom, Imesi, Hareze Get, so therefore, we don't allow you to do Yibam in this situation as well. Midaraisa, you could, but therefore, we only require Chalitza in this situation. It's a Gzeira, Dirabonon. Where it says, wait, we should make the Gzeira the other way too. V'nigzor Mehayom, Imesi, Detachlotz. We should make you have to do chalitza in that situation as well. You should make a gzeira because in this situation you definitely have to do chalitza. So, why don't we make the gzeira in that situation as well? Gemara says, no. If you say that in that situation you have to do chalitza, imatom chaletzas, you know what's going to happen? Misya bemes. And that would be eishasach shalom b'malkum mitzvah. So there you're taking a chance. By making gezeri, you can actually make things worse. Where it says over here, then you're also going to take a chance. If you do chalitza here, then maybe they'll do yibam. Hochanami, imato omer chalitza. If you say you do chalitza, maybe it could lead to yibam also, misya vemes. So why aren't we concerned about that? Where it says, because here, the din d'oraisa is you're allowed to do yibam. Tisyabe, the emekach klum, nish kefeluch. If somebody were to make a mistake, oh, if we could do chalitza, we could also do yibam. So here in this situation, it's not a problem because technically, mi d'oraisa, she is chayav in yibam. So the only reason we said do chalitza instead of yibam was chaschosh, the rabbanu, was this takana that we just instituted. No, if by accident they make a mistake over here, so then the din will revert to what the din is d'oraisa. There's no takala, and therefore there was no concern about making a din of doing chalitza and not yibam over here. Whereas the other scenario, if you do chalitza, it may come to lead to yibam by accident, and that would be an issa daraisa, eishasach shalom b'malkum mitzvah. So therefore, the rabbis didn't say do chalitza in that situation. Okay, a little bit complicated, but hopefully it was clear, and we go on to the next Mishnah. Omer l'isha, the man says to a woman, harei at mekudeshes li amanash etein l'cha loch mosayim zuz. I will go and marry you on the condition that I give you 200 zuz, certain amount of money. So, harei zu mikudeshes, v'hu yitein, she is mikudeshes. The Gemara will discuss, at what point is she mikudeshes? But she's only mikudeshes, everybody agrees, if he gives the 200 zuz, because that was the Tanai. The question will be, in the Gemara, is she mikudeshes from now? Rashi points out, he gave her pruta. The pruta zu, amenash etein loich, mosayim zuz. So, this kedushin that he's giving right now, is taking effect right now, with the pruta, but it's on the condition she gets 200 zuz, and therefore the kedushin is taking effect right now. That'll be one opinion. Or do we say no, that this is not really kedushin she's getting right now? It's only when she gets the 200 zuz. That's when the kedushin occurs at that point in time. And the nafka mina will be what happens if she took kedushin in between from somebody else, in between when she got the original kedushin and when she gets the 200 zuz. So tomorrow we'll discuss this more. So we continue in the Mishnah. Amenashe etein loch mikan biad lamid yom. If he puts in an additional condition that I'll give you this 200 zuz between now and 30 days, so then nosa lo besol mikudeshes. If he gives it to her within 30 days, she's in fact mikudeshes. But if he doesn't give it to her within 30 days and mikudeshes, then she's not mikudeshes. The Gemara will say pshita, and the Gemara will explain why what the chiddush is over here. Finally, the Mishnah concludes and says, "Amenashe yeshi masayim zuz." If a man says to the woman, "You are mikudeshes to me," with the understanding, the condition that I have 200 zuz. In other words, I have this amount of money. So then, harezu mikudeshes v'yeshlo. She is mikudeshes, assuming he has that amount of money. Or if he says, "Amenashe erech masayim zuz." If I show you 200 zuz, harezu mikudeshes v'yareloch. He has to show it to her. Then she's mikudeshes. Now, the Gemara will say, "What's the chiddush over here?" And that is that he didn't just show her money; it has to be his money that he showed her. And then finally, the imhera ala shulchan, if he put it on the table, let's say he's a shulchani, he's a money changer, and he shows her the money on the table, so ain't mukadeshes. That's not his money, she's not mukadeshes. And more or less, what's the chiddush over here? Of course, if it's not his money, it's not mukadeshes, and more will explain this as well. So we're going to, we read a somewhat enigmatic Mishnah over here, and now the Gemara is going to go through and explain a lot of the details. So as I pointed out, the first part of the Mishnah is a machlokis, what exactly means between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. So these two Amoraim say, Itmar, Rav Huna Amar, Vu Yitem, when the Mishnah said, Hare mukadeshes li amanashe etein loch masayim zuz, and then Hare zu mukadeshes Vu Yitem, he has to give it to her. But she is mukadeshes from that point when he originally gave her the kiddushin. That's Rav Huna Shita. Whereas Rav Yehuda Amar, Licha Shita, she's only mukadeshes when she actually gets the money. That's what the Gemara now tells us. Rav Huna Amar, Vuhu Yitain, it means this was the Tanai, Tanoa Have. So he said, you're mukadeshes to me now with this pruta, but it's on the condition that I give you 200 zuz. So when he's Makayim Tanoa, so then she is mukudeshes in retrospect, the Ozil. So he's fulfilled the condition, he fulfilled the Tanai of giving her the 200, and the Kedusha took place with the Pruta that he gave her. Rav Yehuda disagrees. Huda Makishliiti. No, he says that Pruta didn't do anything. She's expecting to get the 200 zuz. When she gets the 200 zuz, at that moment in time, she's mikudeshes. L'chi yoev havikudusha. Only then is she mikudeshes. Hashta, with the Pruta, mia lo havikudusha. She wasn't accepting kedusha on the Pruta. She was accepting the kedusha when she gets the 200 zuz. Only then is she mikudeshes. So Rav Huna says that it is retroactively kedusha. Rav Yehuda says it's only when she gets the 200 zuz. Nu, what's the nafkamina? Might be nayu. So the obvious nafkamina is he could be nayu she parshta yada v'kiblo kiddushin ayachir. In between getting the pruta and getting the 200 zuz, she accepted kiddushin from somebody else. So obviously, the Rav Huna lo havi kiddushin. The second person's kiddushin is not kiddushin because this was a tanai, and the tanai is fulfilled. So retroactively, from the time she got the pruta, which was before the second kiddushin, so then she is mekudeshes to the first guy and not the second guy. But according to Rav Yehuda, she's not mekudeshes until she gets the 200 zuz. So here she got the second guy's kiddushin before she got the 200 zuz. So the Rav Yehuda have a kiddushin. The second guy's kiddushin is a valid kiddushin. We have the exact same machlokis, not only in regards to kiddushin, we have the exact same machlokis between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda in regards to Gittin. And the more or less, obviously, why you need it by both. Utana Nami, we learned in a Mishnah in Gittin on Daf Ayin Dalid, it says, Utana Nami Gabi Gittin Ki Ay Gavna, the same exact machlokis in regards to Gittin. A man says to a woman, Omer Isha, man says to his wife, Hareza Gittin, here's your get. However, with the condition, Amanasha Titin Li Mosaim Zuz, when you give me 200 Zuz, this will be your get. Now, does it mean at that moment it's a get, and when she fulfills the Tanai, so it retroactively is a get from now, or not? Only when she gives the 200 Zuz is it a get. So that's going to be the question. Harezu Mukureshes Vititen. As long as she gives the 200 Zuz, she'll definitely be divorced. But the question is from when? So Itmar, Rav Huna Amar Vititen, Rav Yehuda Amar Lichashitin. The same exact discussion. Rav Huna says it's retroactively, and Rav Yehuda says it's only when she gives him the 200 zuz. Now, Rav Huna Amar Vihititain, because Tanai Habi, this is a Tanai. And as soon as she's Makayim the Tanai, Makayim Tanai, the Osla. So then she's divorced retroactively, because all she did needed to do was to be Makayim the Tanai. But the divorce already took place retroactively once she's Makayim the Tanai. However, Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda Amar Lichashititain, Rav Yehuda says, no, when she gives the money at that point in time, Lichi Yohivalei, who the habi get? Only when she gives him the money, now the get takes place. Until now, hashto miel lo habi get. It wasn't a get until now. We turn to Samach Omer Beis, and again, we ask the question, what's the nafkamina between the two? Mai benayu? So the obvious nafkamina is, ika benayu shiniskara haget oshova. If the get is considered a valid get already, so it's no big deal if the get is torn or lost. If a woman's divorced, but she had gotten a valid divorce, and then she loses the get, it doesn't undo the divorce. No, she won't have proof maybe that she's divorced, but she is a divorced woman. So here you have the question, what happens if the get is torn up or lost in between the giving of this get and the giving of the 200 zuz to her husband or ex-husband? So according to Rav Huna, who says it's retroactive, heavy get, so according to Rav Huna, so big deal that it got torn up or lost. When she gives the 200 bucks, so retroactively, from the moment that she got the get, it was a divorce. And since the get was extant then, so then she is divorced. But according to Rav Yehuda, that the get only takes effect once she gives the 200 zuz, so right now there's no get. Lo heavy get, therefore it is not considered a get, and the woman would not be divorced because the get has to be an extant when at the time that the gittin actually takes effect. So in this situation, in Skyra get Osha'abad, Rav Huna would say that it is a valid get still, and Rav Yehuda would say it's not a valid get. Okay. Now, why do we have to give the case by Kiddushin and the case by Gittin? So, the Gemara tells us Utsricha. We need it both. Because the Ashminun Gabi Kiddushin, if you only told me the case in regards to the Kiddushin, the first examples that we gave, so in that situation, Baha Kam Rav Huna. Only there the Rav Huna say that the woman is in fact going to be retroactively married because Mishum Delikrova Kasi. Because in that situation, she's getting closer to the husband. In other words, that's when the kiddushin occurs. So therefore, Rav Huna said that we view it retroactively. However, gerushin, in regards to gerushin, you're divorcing, you're going away. Maybe in that situation, you would say no. Only at the moment that you fulfill it, that you actually give the 200 zuz, do we say the gerushin takes effect. We don't want the gerushin to take effect any earlier. So maybe in that situation, Rav Huna would admit to Rav Yehuda, Ema Modi Leila Rav Yehuda. Therefore, Kamash Vulan, you have to give us the get case in order to teach us that Rav Huna is not molded to Rav Yehuda in that situation. She is divorced retroactively. We don't say you wait till the last possible moment to say she's divorced when she gives the 200 zuz. No, so just tell me the divorce case. If you just told me the case by Gittin, so I would have said, oh, there, Bahach, Kama Rav Huna. There Rav Huna said that we retroactively divorce her because Mishum Deiu Lo Kosev Le Limizba, because this man is not going to be embarrassed to go and ask his wife, listen, give me the 200 zuz. If you want to be divorced, give me the 200 zuz. So therefore, he won't be embarrassed to ask her that. And that's why we say it's retroactively going to take effect. Abel Hoch, in the case of Kiddushin, the woman is going to be a little bit embarrassed that, you know, listen, we're supposed to get married, you're supposed to give me 200 bucks. So the Deiu Kasifa Lo Limizba, she's going to be embarrassed to go and ask him for the money. So maybe in that situation, Rav Huna would say, listen, we don't say it's retroactive. We say it when you get the cash. So then you'll be Mekudeshes. Hey, Mamodi Leila Rav Yehuda in that situation. Therefore, he's not in Sricha. So we need both situations to show us the true opinions of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Okay. Now the Gemara says, question on Rav Yehuda, you're telling me that it works only at the moment that the money is given, either by the Kedushin or by the Gittin. So a question is from the following Brisa, Meisvei. If a man says to his wife, Harei ze gitech amanah shetitni li mosayim zuz, this will be your get on the condition that you give me 200 zuz. And if the Brisa says, Beferish, afal pishin iskara get osha avat, Harei zu migureshes. Even though it's torn up, well, the get is lost, she is migureshes. So, in this situation, clearly, we see that it retroactively was good because we know that if the get is torn up or if the get is lost, so then, if the money is what makes it, giving her the, from her to him, the 200 zuz, at that moment in time, you're telling me that the gerishin occurs, so there is no get. So therefore, how could this brisa say, Harei zu migureshes? Furthermore, the brisa says, li'acher lo tinase achetitein. But we do have to be choshesh for the position that maybe it was a valid get from the time that it was given, and therefore she can't get married to somebody else until she actually gives him the 200 zuz. So at that point in time, she'll be divorced. But clearly, this shows that Rav Yehuda is wrong. So, kasha number one on Rav Yehuda. Furthermore, kasha number two, oh Tanya, we have another brisa that says, Omalach harei ze gitech al menash etitin li mosayim zuz. Man says to his wife, here is your get on the condition that you give me 200 zuz. And then he dies before she gives him the 200 zuz. And he didn't have any children, so there's a question of yibam. Umeis, in that situation he dies. So the brisa tells us, Nosna, if she in fact gave him the money before he died, so then in that situation, ein zekuk liyavam, she would not be required to have yibam because the get in fact took effect. The money was given, the tanai was fulfilled, and therefore he's still alive. So therefore, she is in fact a divorced woman. That's the opinion of the Tanakama and Zekuk Eliyavim. However, lo nasta, if she didn't give him the money while he was still alive, so then, Zekuk Eliyavim, Tanakama says you can't give it after his death. The woman, therefore, the tanai was never fulfilled, and therefore, this woman would require Yibam. Her husband died without having children, and she would require Yibam. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, no. No senesli achiv. You can give to the yarshim of the dead husband. You give it to his brothers. Oh, you have it. His father's still alive. You give it to the father. Only achiv and akrovu. Whoever's going to yarshin him, you give them the money. Now, what do we see over here? That both the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel both agree that retroactively the get would take effect, like Rav Huna, and it's a kasha on Rav Yehuda because they both agree that if the money was in fact given, either while he was alive or according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, even after his death. And you go back to the time that the get was physically given while the husband was still alive and say, once the condition is fulfilled, that get is a valid get, like Rav Huna says. Now, I can't look plegi. The only machlokas will be between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel is, Elo, the Mar Sovar Li Velo Li Yarshai, that the first opinion, Tanakama says that you must give it to the husband and not to his Yarshim, whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Mar Sovar Li, when you have to give it to me, it includes Afilu Li Yarshai in order for this condition to be fulfilled. But they both say, the Kuliyama Mia Tanoi Heavy, they both agree it's a Tanai, and they only argue about can you fulfill the Tanai by giving it to the Yarshim or not. But they all agree that if you did fulfill the Tanai, so then the woman is retroactively divorced from the moment that the get was physically given, like Rav Huna. Kasha on Rav Yehuda. So we have two kashas on Rav Yehuda. The Yofta, the Rav Yehuda. So this looks like we're slugging up Rav Yehuda. So how would Rav Yehuda answer? Amalach Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda would have to answer. He says, Hamani, whose opinion is this? This is the opinion of Rabbi. Rabbi he. Because we know, the Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi. Because we have a statement that Rav Huna made in the name of Rabbi. Kola Omer Alminas. When you use the Lashon of Alminas, a conditional type of a statement, it's as if Ka'omer me'achshav dami. It should take effect from right now. So therefore, Amanas is as if he had said me'achshav dami. And that's the opinion only of Rebbe. However, Upligi Rabbanan Alev, I know the Amik Rabbanan. But, in fact, Rabbi Yehuda says, the Chachamim disagree with that. They don't say that Amanas means me'achshav. And therefore, if it's not me'achshav, so then it's not a Tanai, it's when you do it, that's when the get will take effect. And if you didn't do it while he was alive, so the get can't take effect. And therefore, that's why there is a Chiyav of Yibam. But not, I hold like this opinion, Rav Yehuda says, I know the Amrei Rabbanan, I hold like the Rabbanan, that don't say that Amanas means me achshav dami. That's a machlokas that we had previously, and now the Gemara goes through it again. Gufa, this machlokas, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi, Rav Huna said the name of Rabbi, Rav Yehuda Nasi, Kol Omer Amanas, Ki Omer me achshav dami, but that is not the opinion of the Chacham. Rav Yehuda Nasi says, that when you use the Lashon of Amanas, it means as if you're saying me achshav from now. And Amr Bezerah, Ki Avinam Bavavel, when we were in Babel, we asked the following question, Hav Amrinan, Ha Di Amar Rav Huna Amar Rebbe, that's Kol Omer Amenask, Ki Omer Meyachshav Domi, Pligi Rabbanan Olay. The Rabbanan disagree with Rebbe. However, that's what they said in Babel. Ki Avinam Bavavel, when we were in Babel, that's what we said. Ki Salki Lhasa, however, when we went up to Eretz Yisrael, Rezerah originally was from Babel, and then he went up to Eretz Yisrael. So when he went up to Eretz Yisrael, he found that they had a different version of this. Ashechel Ravasi, he found Ravasi was a star pupil of Rav Yochanan. The Yosef Karma Law, Mishmei Rav Yochanan, who said over this memory in the name of Rav Yochanan, that in fact, everybody agrees, both the Chachamim and Rebbe agree. Hakol Moldim Yomer Al Manas, Komer Meachshav Dami. No, if you use the Lashav Al Manas, it's as if you're saying Meachshav Dami. Where is the machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim? Lo nechlekul, they only argue, Ela mehayom liachamisa. If you use the lashon from today and liachamisa, so that's where they have the machlokes. And I'll show you that this is right. The Gemara says that this understanding of Ravasi, the name of Yochanan, is correct because Vatani, we're in the Braisa. Mehayom liachamisa, the Braisa says beferish. If you say that this should take effect from today and after Misa, so the get should take effect from today and after Misa, it's a concern, get and or get divrei chacham. The chacham there say, we're concerned, that does it mean that it's a retroactive, or does it mean no, it only takes effect at the time of the death, and you can't have a get achamisa. So the chacham are concerned over it, maybe it's a get, maybe it's not. Rabbi Omer, because they get, Rabbi says it's a valid get, because Rabbi says that when you say, mayayom uliachamisa, that means that it in fact is a valid get. Mayayom is a valid get. So you see that this Bryce says the only time they're having the machlokas is mehayom liachamisa. But if you say amanas, it seems that the chachamim agree with Rebbe. Now, the Gemara says, Ul Rebbe Yehuda, the Yomar Baal Menas Nami Pligi, but according to Rebbe Yehuda, he says the machlokas is in the case of Almanas, so how would he understand this? Why are you having the machlokas over here in the case of mehayom, to make it even stronger, Adem Niflege mehayom, uliachamisa, Niflege b'almanas, go and argue in the case of Almanas. So Gemara says, no, the reason why we don't is we want to show us the koyach of Rebbe. Lo diecha kocha de Rebbe. The Rebbe says, even in the case of mehayom liachamisa, because they're get, it is a valid get. So we want to show and showcase the strength of Rebbe's shita that this is a valid get. Lo diecha kocha de Rebbe, the mehayom liachamisa, nami harize get. Certainly in Almanas it's a get, but even if you say mehayom liachamisa, Rebbe says that it's a valid get. Gemara says, "Nu v'niflog b'almanas." So give us the machlokas in the case of almanas. Lo diecha kocha de Rabban, to show us the strength of the Rabbanan shita. So Gemara says, "No, Rebbe shita is a kula koach de teira." If Rebbe says that this woman is a divorced woman, that's a big kula. That is a big koach de teira that we're saying that this woman is divorced. Fadai, and there is no concern at all for the marriage. That's a big kula. And therefore, we want to showcase koach de teira adif, as we do throughout Shas. We always highlight the more lenient, the more permissive shita, because anybody can say something's osur. If somebody says something's mutter, oh, that's a big koach de teira. So therefore, we always want to highlight that. Okay. Now we quote the next part of the Mishnah. It said, Amanas she'etein loch mikan v'chule, that I will give you this 200 zuz, mikan u'lishloshim yom, and then you'll be married to me at the 30 days, if I give it to you. If I don't give it to you, so then you're not mekudeshes to me. Pshita, that's obvious. If you give the money, you're mekudeshes. You said you'll give it within 30 days. If you don't give it, so obviously you're not mekudeshes. What's the Mishnah telling us? So where it says, Mahu detema, I might have thought, lav tano, that this isn't the real tanai. Why did he say 30 days? It's just lazaruze kamar. That was just to spur him to go and give the money. But you know what? If I don't give it 30 days, I give it 45 days, it's also good. It is also valid kedusha. That's what you might have thought. Therefore, kamash v'lan. So the chiddush of the mission is, no, that's not true. If you said 30 days, so then we hold you to your word. You give it by 30 days, she's mekudeshes. If you don't give it by 30 days, she's not mekudeshes. Then the Mishnah said, Amanash Yeshli Masayim Zuzuchule. The man said, you're married to me, but on the condition that I have 200 zuz. In other words, I have a certain level of wealth, and if I have that, then she's Mikudeshes. Again, the Gemara says, V'necho Shema Yeshlo. You imply over here that if he doesn't have the 200, so then she's not Mikudeshes. But maybe we should be concerned. He has a Swiss bank account, he has a hidden account, and he really does have the 200. And just because we don't know about it, who says that he doesn't have it? And therefore, the nechosh, we should be concerned, shemo yeshlo. And therefore, the woman is mekudeshes. And furthermore, the old Tanya, we have a brisa that says it's beferish, chayshino, shemo yeshlo. Even if we don't have proof that he has the 200, you have to be concerned that he has a secret bank account. He buried it underneath the mattress. And he does have the 200, and therefore, when he said to the woman, this, you're mekudeshes on the condition that I have the 200 zuz, that he does have the 200 zuz, so then she's at least a sofik mekudeshes. So one says, yeah, that's exactly it. Lo kasha, ha bekidushe vaday, ha bekidushe sofik. That which we said, that if we have witnesses that prove that he has the 200, so then she's vaday mekudeshes. But if we don't have witnesses that he has the 200, so then it's a sofik mekudeshes. We do have to be concerned. We have to be concerned, chayshidun shemu yeshlo, that he really does have a Swiss bank account and he has 200 zuz. So the difference over here is if we prove that he has the 200 zuz, so then he's vaday Mekadisher, she is 100% Mekudeshes to him. But if we can't prove that he has the 200, so then we have to be concerned. Maybe he does, and then it's a suffix that she's Mekudeshes to him. She can't get married to somebody else until she would get a get from him. Now the last part of Mishnah said, Amenasha Arech Mosaim Zuz V'chule, if I just show you 200 Zuz, so then you're going to be married to me. So what does it mean? He shows her 200 zuz. Tana, we learned the Mishnah. It means lo niskabda. Obviously, the intention was el leros mishalo. He didn't want to just go take her to a bank and say, look at all that money in the bank, and now you're married to me. No, he is basically stating, even though he didn't state it beferish, he's essentially stating that you're married to me if I have 200 zuz, not that I just show you 200 zuz. I'm showing you my 200 zuz. And the last part of the Mishnah is also the Nehera law al HaShulchan in Mukadesh. As we said, if he was a Shulchani and he shows her the 200 bucks, 200 zuz on the table, that doesn't qualify as his money. And as we just said, lo niskabel el leros mishlo, it has to be his money. And if he's a money changer, so obviously it's not his money, so ain't a Mukadeshes. And where's his Pshita? Isn't that obvious? We just said that it's only if it's his money that she's Mukadeshes. So here, the money changer's money is not his money. So why would we have a Havimina think that she's Mukadeshes? Someone says, no, you might have had Anamina. Lo tzricha, you need to tell us this then, because the Apple gab de noka de me beiska. The money changer has the right to use this money. So he doesn't own the money, but he has the right to make profit off the changing of this money. So you might have thought that fulfills in some way the concept that it's his money, therefore, kamash balan, that's not true. So even in this situation, if he just showed her the money on the table while he has the right to use it and make some profit off it by exchanging it, ain't a mekudeshes. That's not called his money, and therefore the woman is not mekudeshes. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's share.